Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined me today. Kimberly is on her way to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, where she lives. I know some of you think she lives here. And I'm wondering, sometimes she wishes she lived here. No, not in Colorado right now. Oh, because it's really a state where you're going to see such an expansion of policies that we don't agree with, but also higher prices. Oh my goodness. Friend, I'm praying for you every day that the expenses won't overwhelm you to the point that you doubt and fear and you have unbelief. So I want you to eat the fat, drink the sweet, share with others. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I have found in my life, I remember the years when people suggested, especially the people in the food industry, the best thing for you is to eat snacks in between and not large meals, morning, noon, and night. And at that point in my life, I was eating large meals, wondering why I didn't lose weight. Oh, my goodness. And finally, I have decided, Lord, you've changed my eating habits, because now I am eating less at certain, I eat about, probably 4 or 5 times a day, the snacks and the vegetables and the things that are good for me, a little bit less and more often, because my stomach and my digestive system isn't taking the meals like it used to when I was young and full of energy and doing so much. And so we have to learn to eat according to what God has chosen for us to eat at our age levels. And I've learned that, and I'm eating the fat. Don't feel sorry for me. And I'm drinking the sweet, and I'm sharing with others, and I'm not grieving, praise the Lord, because when we do the things according to what God wants us to do, we find out that life is much sweeter and much smoother. So I hope that you're doing God's will today in your life. Let's do the Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. Oh, I am so blessed to have that wonderful experience of having friends that are generous givers. Thank you so much. That spirit of giving comes with that new life that we say in our Monday Bible slogan. That Bible has given me new life, and that's a spirit of giving. We don't want to crunch up that dollar in our fists and put it back in our pockets. We want to spend it, and we want to give it to others, and that's so important. And it's important also to know that we need to appreciate ourselves as Americans. I know that in the news, if you listen to the news at all, you will hear downers. Well, just thank God that you are an American. Oh, as I've been watching the Olympics over the years, many, many years, I've seen many miracles take place. I'm going to talk about the gold that the U.S. hockey team got yesterday. I can't stop from talking about it. There have been many wins and many losses, and I'm continually reminded of the patriotic American spirit, and we really saw that at the Olympics this year. Where did that come from? If you look down your family tree, yes, your family tree, take a moment, maybe today, maybe tonight, and just write down some of the things you know about your family, your grandma, your grandpa. I can't go beyond my grandpa, great-grandpa, because they escaped from the Bolshevik Revolution. So I can't go beyond them. And I am reminded of their hard work and their faithfulness to God. And I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. So if you look down your family tree, you'll realize that you came from immigrants who wanted a better life and freedom from abusive dictators who ruled with iron fists. And they were willing to work hard and overcome a language barrier to become United States citizens. I know my grandpa on my mother's side didn't know English at all. And after a few years, you could not even detect a German accent. Now, my grandma, she was a homebody, and she spoke German more than English, and so it was very broken. But Grandpa, he was a businessman. He had one of the best dairies in Colorado, and he was just great to talk to. I came from German families who were fleeing the Bolshevik Revolution that occurred in 1917. So they all came over during that time. My grandfather, George Henkel, and that was my maiden name, escaped to freedom under a wagon load of hay. And we don't know what they endured to get to America, but I am so grateful and thankful to God for their persevering characters, both sides of my family that came to America in 1917, Henkels and Sigwarts. I praise the Lord every day for my German family heritage and especially my spiritual heritage. Praise God for their willingness to come and their devoted attention to the Word of God. If they would have stayed in Russia, I wouldn't be here. And I know that many of you feel the same way about where you are and who you are. I know that when Germany was overrun by the Bolsheviks and they fled to the lower part of Russia to get on to steamers to come to America. So I'm sure their fleeing was unbelievable. Well, yesterday, after Kimberly left to go to Broken Arrow, I got up early because I knew that the U.S. was going to play against Canada for the gold medal, and I was prepared. I remember the last time that the U.S. hockey team won gold was in 1980, and I actually saw that game too. And we've watched that movie, Miracle. If you haven't watched the movie Miracle, I really recommend that to you. It's absolutely a marvelous thing. And Kurt Russell plays the coach. They were all young and amateurs and probably college age students. I haven't looked into their backgrounds, but very, very young guys. And most of us either watch the actual game or watch the movie. And I'll tell you, it's such a wonderful movie to watch because they played an older Russian professional team. And still today, it almost brings chills when I think of the uproariously happy moment at the Winter Olympics at Lake Placid, New York. And yesterday, I was determined to watch, even at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I got my coffee and got comfortable because a hockey game takes a while. I remember when Darren and I were fully in. We were fully involved when Denver won the Stanley Cup in 1996. And we were wearing the Avalanche sweatshirts and fully engaged in that win. So when they announced that the Olympic hockey teams would play at 6 a.m. our time, I was excited to watch. Canada attempted goals 27 times to U.S.'s 7 in the first period. And I was very taken by the strength of the Canadian team, and they were dominating even though the scores were tied 1-1 in the second period. And when it came to overtime, the announcers were saying that they hoped it would be within the first 15 or 20 minutes. Well, it wasn't within the first 15 minutes. It was the first 2 minutes. And toothless Jack Hughes scored for the Olympic gold. Jack had a tooth knocked out in the third quarter. Yes, there was blood, but he played with his whole heart. I'll tell you, hockey players are tough. They're really tough. They get up, lost a tooth, that's okay, and got up and started playing again. He, as well as the entire team, worked together to get that gold. The goalie, Connor Hellebuyck, threw 3 periods he and headed into the overtime, had stopped 40 shots from Canada. 40. Unbelievable, strong, and agile goalie. They didn't get discouraged. They kept playing hard. And what does this show a believer who is facing everyday complex situations? It shows them that hard work and perseverance are keys to keeping ourselves on track with the Lord. When you whisper every day, "I cast not away my confidence in you, Lord, for it has a great reward. For I have need of endurance. Oh, be ever mindful of endurance, my friend. So when I have done the will of God, I will receive what was promised." You are entering, if you have served God and waited on Him and trusted Him for years, your harvest is right there. It's right there, right now. I'm not through with the story of the hockey team. They were planning on having Johnny Coudreau on the Olympic team. He was an outstanding player with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And Goudreau was 31 years old, and his younger brother Matthew also played hockey, but he wasn't the outstanding maker of goals as his brother Johnny was. And they were, well, they were killed on August 29th, 2024, both of them. They were cycling down a road when a drunk driver struck them while they were cycling near their hometown in New Jersey. The brothers were there on the eve of their sister Katie's wedding. Oh, I just can't imagine. I can't. And after the game yesterday, they honored Johnny and his brother Matthew by displaying the Goudreau jersey around the rink. Their parents, Guy and Jane, were present for the game. They weren't going to come, but the whole family said, "Oh, come with us. We're going to go watch the U.S. hockey team win gold." So they came, and right after the accident, or I should say the killing of their precious sons, oh, they were hospitalized right after they were killed. And Guy, the father, was also an impressive soccer player and is a Vermont Sports Hall of Fame member. They say that once you have played on a hockey team, you're family. And after the gold medal presentation, two of the hockey players brought onto the ice for the group picture, Johnny's two children. Oh, precious little children. Noah Harper, as the daughter, was four, and Johnny Jr., he's two. And it's such an example of devotion and family togetherness. The pair, Johnny and Meredith, married in 2021. And like Charlie and Erica Kirk, they established a family rooted in love, respect, and admiration for one another. They grew up with that kind of feeling. Meredith Goudreau has her master's degree in pediatric nursing and is a dedicated advocate for children. Her love for young kids combined with Johnny's commitment to family values created the perfect pairing for the two to welcome the start of their lives as parents not too long after their 2021 nuptials. It really does remind me of Charlie and Erica. Right after they got married, "We're going to have children." And young Americans, I really see that, and I have a feeling of that. They're beginning to look to traditional commitment and children after a long dry spell. We've had a long dry spell. For years, they said, "No more children." The selfishness took over. And now young couples are saying, "Yeah, I want to get married, and I want to have children." It's beautiful. Charlie Kirk would have loved to see the family continuing to live their dead son's and husband's legacy. And I know that has happened. Ilya Malinin, who was promised to be the gold in skating, figure skating, he ended up in eighth place. He was called Quad God, and he could do everything. Well, he ended up eighth after 2-3 spills. He said, this is his comment, and I appreciate it so much from Ilya. He was watching as the Elisa was getting the gold for the girls. He said, "In the end, life's unfair," he said. And he's just beginning his life. God bless him. "It's not going to give you everything you want." No, life doesn't give you everything you want. Sometimes you're going to have to earn it. So that's something I always keep in my mind now and really just want to use as fuel for the future. See, friends, we go through loss and we go through hard times, horrible places in our lives, because it gives us fuel. Okay, I'm not going to repeat that, but I'm going to live by that. And so we want to tell you that's the thing. I want to use the past as fuel for the future. Oh, great quote. Right now, we have an announcement by TJ.
Want to stay connected with Freedom Street? Get the Freedom Street Express newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Explore our Voice of Freedom blogs and dive into Darren Carmack's teachings, all at freedomstreet.org. Or just email us anytime at hello@freedomstreet.org. Freedom Street is a listener-supported ministry with no sponsors, and your donations make it possible for us to stay on the air sharing the good news of our freedom in Christ. Thank you for standing with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, TJ. I want to tell you that he was mentioning Darren's teachings, and many of those teachings, I'm in the teachings, but Darren was the one who promoted the Word of God and especially the anointed parts of the teaching that you will receive. And Chris told us on Friday as we had lunch with him that Darren is number one in the people that come looking at our website, freedomstreet.org. So thank you so much. I hope and pray that if you're listening today and you are at your wit's end, I have been there. I've been there, and I'm looking at doing my income tax. So I'm there with you. Oh, I have to get extra strength for that, that you will grab hold of that spirit deep inside of you. And with the hope generated from that spirit comes right from God. Go on to excel and be a loving and giving member of God's family. As Habakkuk said, when everything seemed lost, a prayer, and here's a prayer. And in Habakkuk 3, right before this passage that I'm going to be reading, it says, set to wild, enthusiastic, triumphal music. So he's going through the hardest time in his life, Habakkuk is. And some of these precious guys who wrote these books, Habakkuk, Amos, Haggai, Zephaniah, they were short, but oh, so anointed. And it's set to wild, enthusiastic, triumphal music because God wants you to be an overcomer in this life, not under the circumstances, but over the circumstances. So here it is, Habakkuk 3, and we're going to start at the second verse of the third chapter of Habakkuk. And you'll find it right before Zephaniah, and it's such an important book to read. O Lord, I have heard the report of you and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make yourself known. In wrath, earnestly remember love, pity, and mercy. We're looking into a future, and that's right before our Lord Jesus comes back, where there are going to be things happening that will almost raise you to a fearful level. Don't be fearful. Don't be fearful because God's wrath will not come against his believers, his people, his children who believe in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. So he's saying, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make yourself known. His glory. And then he goes into this wonderful description of God. His glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. And the brightness was like the sunlight. Rays streamed from his hand. Ah, that's where the lightning comes from, folks, from his hand. And there in the sunlight and the splendor was the hiding place of his power. Verse 5 in Habakkuk 3 says, before him went the pestilence as in Egypt. Yes, the plagues that were in Egypt. And the burning plague followed his feet as in Sennacherib's army. And you can read that in 2 Kings 19. He stood and measured the earth. He looked and shook the nations. And the eternal mountains were scattered and the perpetual hills bowed low. His ways are everlasting. His goings are of old. So we're going to watch some of that spectacular power that comes from his hands in these last days. Friends, we're going to find some unusual things occurring in nature and in the things that are occurring on this earth. You're going to have to just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, as it says in Exodus 15. In verse 7 of Habakkuk 3, I, Habakkuk, in a vision, saw the tents of Ethiopia in affliction. These were enemies. And the tent curtains of the land of Midian trembled. These are enemies of Israel. Were you displeased with the rivers, O Lord? Or was your anger against the rivers you divided? Was your wrath against the Red Sea when you rode upon your horses and your chariots a victory and deliverance? No, his anger wasn't against the sea. His anger was against the enemies of Israel who were wanting to kill them right on the beaches beside the Red Sea when he opened up the Red Sea and they went on dry land. Oh, so it says, Selah, pause and calmly think of that. With rivers you bring forth waters in dry places. The mountains saw you. They trembled and writhed as if in pain. And you see the volcanoes erupting right now in Hawaii, the volcano in the island of Hawaii. It's erupting right now. The overflowing of the water passed by as at the deluge. The deep uttered its voice and lifted its hands on high. The sun and moon stood back as before Joshua in their habitation at the light of your arrows as they sped, at the flash of your glittering spear. And this is in Joshua 10:12-13. You marched through the land in indignation. See, God has so much on his mind. Give him a chance to reply to your needs and desires. Don't say, I need it right now, Lord. I need it. Oh, because God has so much going on, kind of like we see with Donald Trump. I mean, he is going from 4 a.m. till late at night. And he's got a lot on his mind, friend. So give him some grace and give him some patience. You, O Lord, trampled and threshed the nations in anger. You went forth, have come for the salvation of your people, for the deliverance and victory of your anointed people. You smote the head of the house of the wicked, laying bare the foundations. And another, Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. You pierced the head of the enemy's hordes. They came out as a whirlwind to scatter me and the people, rejoicing as if to devour Israel secretly. Habakkuk felt the brunt of the vindication of God on the earth at that time. And so we've got to just put our capes on and put our coats on and ask God to reveal his love and his kindness and also his mercy. Hallelujah. Oh, and you have trodden the sea with your horses beside the heap of great and surging waters. Oh, and Habakkuk is remembering the great miracle of his people walking through the Red Sea on dry land. That will be the one event you will hear over and over and over again in the Old Testament. I heard and my whole being became frightened and I trembled. My lips quivered at the sound. Rottenness entered into my bones down to my feet. When you allow fear and dread to overwhelm you, that's going to happen in your physical body. Your physical body is going to wear down. It's going to be broken down. So that's why we don't allow that trio of evil. That's doubt, fear, and unbelief to overwhelm us and overtake us. I tremble. I wait quietly for the day of trouble and distress when there shall come upon against my people him who is about to invade and oppress them. And we know that was Babylon who came and took them to Babylon. And here it is, friends, verse 17 of Habakkuk 3. Though the fig tree does not blossom, there is no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive, it should fail. No food, no harvest, and the fields yield no wine. Though the flock is cut off from the cold, and there's no fold, and the cattle are gone from the stalls. There's nothing to depend on. There's nothing to eat. He says in verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exult in the victorious God of my salvation. Oh, praise the Lord. When we are at our wits' end, we can depend on God, trust in him, wait on the Lord. Oh, wait on the Lord, and he will come through. The Lord God is my strength, my personal brave deliverer, and my invincible army. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and will make me to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and make spiritual progress upon my high places of trouble, suffering, and responsibility. This is so important because right now there is opportunity to be afraid. There's opportunity to be in doubt and unbelief, but we must stand strong. Habakkuk learned these verses of scripture, especially rejoicing in the Lord, my salvation, from David, who was king of Israel. Habakkuk says in Habakkuk 3:18, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He has made my feet like hinds' feet and makes me walk on my high places. This is almost exactly the same quote as from 2 Samuel 22, verses 33 and 34. I love to see this. It's like Paul in the New Testament. He took a lot of scriptures from the Old and built on the anointing that Holy Spirit gave him. Oh, I love that. I love to see that. Because some of you are going to build on the scripture that you're learning, and God is going to give you an anointing that will be safe for people to listen to. They will feel comfort. They will feel assurance from your talking. And he blessed Habakkuk when he was in a time of deep distress in his life. That scripture gives us hope when we don't know where to turn. Go to the Word, my friend. It will never fail you. And here's the memory verse for this week. I got to the end of this program. 2 Samuel 22, verses 33 and 34. Read that when you have time. God is my strong fortress. He sets the blameless in his way. He makes my feet like hinds' feet and sets me on my high places. He makes you so sure-footed as a deer, enabling you to stand on mountain heights. He trains your hands for battle. Yes, he does. By getting into the Word of God, and also by using that anointing around your home, on you if you're suffering. He strengthens my arm to draw a bronze bow. You have given me your shield of victory, O Lord. Your help has made me great. Oh, God is so willing to be there. It takes your asking. It takes your request. And God hears and answers your prayers. He's there for, to help you at any time of need. And you know what? He also loves to hear praise. He loves to hear your thankfulness. He loves to hear your gratitude towards him. So let's be grateful to God. Let's eat the fat and drink the sweet, share with others, and let's not grieve. Let's thank him and with gratitude love him with all our hearts. For the joy of the Lord is your strength, my friend. It's your strength. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
For listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in